Agenda item number 8, Dominion Virginia Power.
I didn't see him. I just didn't want, this was going to turn me back and forth and back and forth. Yeah, I just didn't know.
One of Rachel's seasoned co-workers.
Seasons is such a nice euphemism, isn't it, Mr. Nyker?
A lot of seasoned co-workers over there. So.
I would call that experience.
This is powered by. This is a project by Dominion Virginia Power requesting authorization across 40 linear feet of Wilson Creek with a electric line at a minimum height of 28 feet above mean high water along the Cunningham Lane Bridge, and it's being relocated temporarily to facilitate bridge repair work, and will be relocated back to its original location following the work on the bridge. Project is protested by an adjacent property owner. Project site's located here at the very upper reaches of Wilson Creek. Wilson Creek is a tributary of the Ware River and the Mob Jack Bay. It's located along the Cunningham Lane Bridge crossing of the creek right here at the upper reaches. It's an aerial from Google Earth dated of November of 2015. Again, VDOT's proposing to replace this bridge here. There's existing power line crossing here. Continues on alongside the roadway. They're planning to move it slightly downstream to facilitate the bridge repair work. It's kind of a busy drawing, but this was included with the application. The dashed line here represents the current alignment of the electric line. They're going to relocate or put one new piling in here, relocate this piling, so provide a little bit of extra room for the work on the bridge. Wilson Creek is approximately 40 feet wide at the project site. There are vegetated wetlands on both sides of the creek that will be crossed by the line, and one of the power poles being relocated is in vegetated wetlands. Gloucester County Wetland Board approved this project at its November meeting. This is a cross-sectional drawing. You see the minimum clearance is 28 feet. The primary line will be higher than that, showing it over 30 feet. And again, the line is proposed to be relocated back to its current alignment following completion of the bridge work. It's a ground shot looking towards the northeast. You look really closely, you can see the existing line. Just looking the opposite direction from the other side of the bridge, the line is running through here. The project is protested by the owner of the adjacent marsh that will be crossed by the line. Ms. Jones, the current, Ms. Kathleen Jones. The current line also crosses her property. In her letter of objection, she states that she believes it is a waste of taxpayers' money to replace the bridge given the limited traffic along the road. And it is a very rarely traveled road. In some of the testimony at the Wetland Board hearing, there was some indication that it provides an alternate ingress and egress to some properties down the way. And for that reason, the alternate location is why they're wanting to replace this bridge. She also states that she objects to Dominion Virginia Power making any changes to her property. Another ground shot looking towards the southwest. Project will not encroach on any public or private leased oyster ground. And given the shallow depths and the minimal clearance associated with the existing bridge, staff does not believe it will affect navigation at all. In their report dated August 10, 2016, Department of Conservation and Recreation states that they do not anticipate the project will adversely affect their programs, and no other state agencies have commented on the project. No other comments were received in response to the public notice. These are a couple of images from Gloucester County's property GIS. Both of these are Ms. Jones' property. I wasn't able to pull up both of them at the same time on the system. So they have, she owns this large parcel here. Yellow is where the proposed, and she also owns on the other side of the roadway there. The Virginia Department of Transportation has determined the bridge requires replacement and the temporary relocation of the line is necessary to facilitate that work. The bridge replacement is not the subject of this application, and that project was approved under our general permit process that we use for VDOT projects. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2.1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff does recommend approval of the project as proposed. We recommend that the approval also authorize the relocation of the line upon completion of the bridge work. We were unable to locate a VMRC permit authorizing the existing line, which was likely installed, you know, long ago. Accordingly, we are recommending a royalty for this work with an assessment of $120 for the encroachment of the line over 40 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at our standard rate of $3 per linear foot. With that, I'll be happy to try and answer any questions you might have.
Are there questions from the commission? I think you answered them.
Okay, good.
Is the applicant present or represented? Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to testify on this matter, either pro or con? I see none. Last call. There is none. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.